The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hello and welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. How awesome to say that. It's so great to have this phenomenal new brand on board. I'm Sasha Shipway and thank you very much for tuning in. On this episode, I chat to Claire Ferguson, formerly known as Claire McMenamin. She's the former Diamonds captain who helped the Aussies win the 2016 Quad Series and Constellation Cup. The defender also won the Premiership with the Queensland Firebirds not once, not twice, but three times in 2011, 2015 and 2016, and she joined their coaching ranks last year. She's also worked with former Australian Diamonds head coach Lisa Alexander in 2018 and 2019, and most recently, she's been announced as assistant coach at the Queensland Firebirds for the 2021 season. I guess first things first, congratulations on the new job title. And how does it feel for you to be taking that position?
Yeah, thank you. It's amazing. It's a fabulous opportunity for me and something I'm really excited about just generally to get back in the purple again, obviously on a different side of the equation this time from a coaching perspective instead of a playing perspective. But I'm just incredibly excited about the opportunities that it presents and the fact that I get to work with amazing people every single day in the collective sort of collaborative Firebirds environments. Just, yeah, it's incredible. So I'm still pinching myself a little bit that Megs has given me the chance to do it, and a little bit nervous, but I think that that's always a good thing and I'm always up for a challenge. So I can't wait.
Oh, awesome. Can't wait to see you in action and obviously see the Firebirds back in action as well. I mean, last season was just so special. Obviously, the entire year was entirely different to, I think, what everybody was expecting for 2020. But those challenges did allow us to see some new talent. You know, Tipper Dwan was one of the players who was pretty outstanding and people just couldn't stop talking about her. So, I mean, what did you make of her last season then?
Yeah, I think that Tipper was given that sort of amazing opportunity to get on court with Gretel Buetta announcing her pregnancy sort of through that period of time. And I think that we saw her silky skills in terms of her unpredictability and in movement patterns, which I think caught a few defenders off guard. And, of course, her ability to stand up under pressure with the introduction of the super shot, which she was particularly good at and sort of showed that, towards the tail end of the season more so. But she hit some long bombs at the start as well. I think if you were going to debut in any season, then 2020 was it. There were no away crowds really for the Firebirds to play in front of. They were in front of their home crowd every week. So she had adoring and supportive and loving fans from that perspective. And I think a rookie's first year tends to be a good one because they're coming up against players who know nothing about them. And she had the ability to step out and have that sort of element of unknown. I think what she struggled with at the start of the year, which she obviously built into and you'd expect from a player of her age, was that she couldn't really give us four quarter efforts. But that improved as her game fitness, her match fitness and her decision making improved across the season. So I'm really excited for Tipper to see what she has the ability to do this year. She's got that solid year of that first year of training under her belt. It was the first time she'd experienced strength and conditioning under the Firebirds' new strength and conditioning coach, Brinley Abad, who was formerly with the club in 2013, 14, 15 and 16, which was some of the most successful periods for the club back in the old competition. And Bryn really had an ability to see Tipper and work on her strength, which is something that's a big thing for her, given that she's a slighter player. And just, I suppose, that adaptation period that she required to get to a point where she's physically capable of fronting up against those bigger defenders on a Suncorp Super Netball court every week. So I think she's got that sort of experience and has that sort of physical conditioning there. And so, she can only grow and continue to get better from here. And moving into this season, Gretz potentially will be back after the birth of her son. So it'll be fabulous to see what way Megan can get those goalers to combine on court with the experience of Romelda Aitken behind them. So I think Tips is she's an exciting talent, and I just can't wait to see what she'll deliver for us this year.
That kind of leads me to what I was going to ask you next, which is about Gretel. And I mean, it's like, you know, do you have a crystal ball? But is it likely that, you know, fans will be able to see her back on court this season?
I hope so. And I think Gretz is hoping so as well. I don't think, as you said, no one can predict what will happen in terms of she's got Bobby now, and she's adapted to motherhood beautifully. She's such a natural mum, and she's just totally in love with him, as you would expect. But how she will return and when she will return, I think, is an unknown at the moment. But the Firebirds are doing everything necessary to ensure that she's returning to court from a mum's perspective and from a female health perspective, to make sure that she gets back in the best shape that she can, and to make sure it's safe and viable for her to play really well. And I think that that's an important thing to take into consideration, is it's not just a player returning after a period of time off, it's a player returning after they've had a baby. So, and we know it's done, you know, worldwide, mums do it all the time, but the Suncorp Super Netball is that high level competition, and we want Gretz to shine and really love what she's doing. So I don't think there's any pressure being placed on her, and I don't think she's placing any pressure on herself, and hopefully she'll just go along with it and love it and be a dual mum and incredible athlete and continue to inspire loads of young girls, but just women generally around the place, because she's an absolute superstar.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it almost feels a little bit ridiculous asking if she'll be back this season, because it's so early and it feels almost cheeky asking that, but I know it's something that other people will be interested in knowing. And I mean, we've touched on Tipper Dwan. I think another exciting talent was Kim Jenner. I think she just really also stood out last season. And how's she looking for this season coming?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a build for Kimmy J over the past three or four seasons that she's been in this league. And I think what you said, spot on, Sasha, she finally found her feet last year, and she started to get her rhythm and her timing. And so you were able to see some of her sensational speed off the mark to be able to take some intercepts that were just incredible. Like, a normal person would have been nowhere near getting those balls, but her pace onto the ball off the mark is amazing. And I think we also saw the development and a combination build with Tara Hinchliffe. And whilst Kimmy J shone, Tarzi was doing a lot of hard work behind her to create those opportunities. And the fact that their combination is starting to mature, and that they're starting to understand and read the game a little bit better, I think that's why we're seeing them sort of come to the forefront. And obviously Kimmy J was rewarded with selection into the Aussie Diamond squad as a result of her performances last season. Physically, she's an incredible athlete. She's, you know, athletics was one of her backgrounds, and she's got amazingly beautiful elevation. She was a high jumper, and that shows on court. And I think it'll be for her about continuing to develop her decision making and her ability to play both a one-on-one game, but read the opportunities and read the times when she can come off and play space, because she is so deceptive and can be so quick at closing it. So it'll be great to see what we can continue to work on with her this year, and hopefully, fingers crossed, she can get away with the Diamonds and have some experience internationally, and then that will continue to help her game grow as well.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, it's awesome for you to be able to say that you've got 13 out of 15 players from last season returning. I mean, what's your opinion on that? How does that advantage you for this season coming up?
I think it's amazing that you know, Megs has walked into a team, and me as her assistant coach have been able to come into this group of athletes and know that they already have a great club culture, which they've been working on and developing over the past period of time. They have established playing relationships and working relationships, and I think we're able to see some of the potential of what they're capable of in the tail end of that season. Some of their performances were really, really, you know, spot on, and what they were able to produce was really promising. So from that perspective, you've sort of got that unit there. And I think what's really nice is that the girls who are being included back into the group in terms of Kim Revallian coming into the mix, who's a former Firebird, and getting her back on board, and then obviously having Gretz as a potential and hopeful to be included back into that, just brings further depth and experience and leadership capacity and excitement, and the ability to further modify and change the team and change the game and the way that we are able to play as a group based on the inclusion of those different players. So I think it's an incredibly solid foundation, and they've got the basis to be great and the potential to be, you know, amazing athletes and an amazing group of netballers. And so it's just where to from here, and for them to realise that they have the capability of achieving that as well.
Definitely. I feel inspired just listening to that. I'm sure they'll feel inspired listening to you as well. And yeah, I mean, I definitely was going to ask you about Kim as well. Obviously, she's such a big name, and it's just going to be so good, as someone who loves watching the game, to see her back on the court, but also to see her back with the Firebirds. So how's she been looking? Yeah, just tell us how she's looking then.
Oh, well, I think if anyone follows Kim Revallian on social media, they would be blown away by her comeback in terms of her physical shape after having her daughter Georgie. She's 8 or 8.5 months old now. And I mean, Rav physically she's a freak. The fact that she, you know, can do what she does. She's not a normal human being. And I need to tell myself as a mum who had a baby 5 months ago that I can't compare myself to Rabbi either. But I think the best thing about Rav, walked up to her on the first day of training and I gave her a huge hug, because I haven't seen her in such a long time just because of border separations and things that have been happening in Australia over the past year, as it has been worldwide. And she just said to me, "I just cannot wipe the smile off my face because I'm so excited to be here and I'm so excited to be home. And it just feels so good to be back again." And watching her in that first session, you could see that she was a little bit nervous, but she just, it was Ravi just back in her comfort zone again. And I don't think that the expectation from the public should be that they're going to see necessarily Rav in peak form that they saw a few years ago. You know, I think that we should hope and expect that she will give us some of what she had before, but that she'll continue to have developed her game and changed it in a different way as well. So whilst I'm looking forward to having that flavour of Rav back in the mix, I can't wait to see how she can change and vary her game as a more mature player now, which seems ridiculous to be calling her mature because she's only in her late 20s. But I feel like that's how it's been since she's left and gone to Collingwood, and she's had a baby and she's come back as this grown-up girl. She's not the sort of 18, 19 year old that I met when I first was in the Firebirds, you know, all those years ago. So I just can't wait to see what Rav brings and how she changes this group and takes them to another level.
Oh, it's so exciting. That's awesome. Such good news. I think, yeah, obviously it feels like the right thing for her, which is just incredible. Anna-Marie Venter, South African shooter who played with you last season. So she's moved across to the English Super League for Mavericks. So, I mean, what did she showcase to you last season that you think one of our Super League teams, Mavs, will benefit from?
Anna-Marie is just, personality-wise, she's such an amazing fit in any team. I feel like she's a bit of a chameleon because she just has this lovable personality. She's got a great sense of humour and she just brings an amazing zest and energy to the group. So in terms of her ability to fit into a team, Mavs will just, they'll take that and run with it, because she'll just bring them so much enjoyment and fun from what she contributes off the court, that on it as well. In terms of her netball playing ability, you know, Inna probably didn't get that as much court time as she would have loved last year, and we didn't get to see her in terms of a consistent period on court. But from what I know of her in the training environment, her ability to hold space in that front position particularly is just such a strength. And to combine with a shooter, a goal attack who can move around her, she can dominate. It's very, very hard to work off her body as a defender. offender. And when she is surrounded by a group of people that make her feel confident, she is just a dead-eyed dick. She will go to the post and she will just start sinking bombs from everywhere. And, you know, that's so disheartening as a defender when your goaler is doing that. But it's her physical presence and her size that it just makes a huge difference on court. And, I mean, she trained incredibly hard last year in terms of her conditioning and what she was able to produce physically and also in the gym. So I hope that she felt she was able to leave the program as a stronger athlete and then head into that Mavs environment and just start putting her flavor of play into their game style.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously watching the news in the UK at the moment is just obviously very worrying. So I do hope that the Super League doesn't get cancelled for another season, because it would be awesome to see her in the mix with Mavs. Looking at last season, it was totally different with the fact that the players were in a hub. And I guess it is probably too early to know whether that's going to be the case this time. But do you think that that will kind of have any impact or effect on players this season at all, just following, you know, such a challenging season last year?
I think that the girls will be universally better prepared for it if it is to happen. They'll know how they need to manage, you know, themselves in terms of their health and mental well-being away from the court, as well as, you know, in that training environment, because it is such a fishbowl environment. It can become suffocating for some of the girls depending on their personality. So the recognition of needing to have time away, when you need that, how you need it, how they keep themselves occupied when they're not on the court. And so it was unprecedented what happened for them last year. So they'll be going into it better prepared this year in terms of viewing the hubs in a more holistic manner and recognising athlete well-being and how they prioritise that to ensure that it's not impacting and sacrificing performance. I actually feel like some of the teams that were in the hubs, I mean, all of the teams that sort of made the final four, I can't even remember if Suncoast make the final four last year? I think they did. So three of the teams that made the final series, they were from interstate. And I felt like, you know, in a normal Suncorp Super Netball season, your bonding happens on your away trips. That's when you get to spend that time together. You have all those really funny things that happen. You create those memories together. And they're the things that strengthen your bonds on the court. And I think that it was almost an advantage for the interstate teams. Whilst it was awful for them to have to relocate away from loved ones and family and friends and careers in university, they all seemed to just have an amazing time and be able to form these really, you know, fantastic connections and just seemed to be loving life within that environment. And I've almost felt like the Firebirds missed out on that a little bit. Not that I'm asking to head off to some hub this year and want us to be in that environment, but for some of those teams, I actually think it strengthened what they were doing. It gave them really clear direction and were able to help them, you know, solidify team culture and awareness and understanding of how they operated really effectively together within that group environment in its whole, you know, encompassing playing and what they did away from the court. And yeah, I think that teams will just be really smart and savvy with how they operate this year if it has to happen again.
Fingers crossed it doesn't, but, you know, we'll see. And, I mean, what's your focus in your new position for the team this season coming, without giving away any trade secrets, of course?
Oh, my focus personally or the team, like generally the team's focus?
Both, kind of what you'll be pushing the team, I don't know, both, if you can hit both.
Well, look, I think that as a starting point, the season for the girls last year was sort of like a roller coaster in terms of performances and ability to put wins on the board. So I think generally Meg's hope would be, and my hope for the group, was that they could have more of a consistent effort in performances right from the get-go, and doing the essential skills really well all the time, not just in the easy moments, but under pressure when it counts. And defensively, I think it's just continuing to elaborate and grow the girls' confidence and ability to continue making intuitive decisions on court based on what they're playing against. So not to be reactive, but to start to initiate plans and strategies to help them win more ball and more effectively shut down opposition teams. So it's a bit broad, Sasha, but in a nutshell, I think that's what I'm hoping for the girls at the end of the season. But I mean, as a whole and as a core, I think as coaches, what you really hope for is for the girls to personally feel like they're being embraced into an environment that helps them to maximize their potential. And if we can walk away from 2021 having said that every single girl played their best netball and that they've continued to improve and hit their key targets and goals that they are liking to achieve, and we're seeing progress. And I mean, ultimately, we're all here to win a Suncorp Super Netball Championship, but it's so much more than that in terms of personal growth and development for the players, and what they get out of being a Firebird.
That's amazing. Well, I'm personally very much looking forward to seeing the Firebirds out there and seeing what you both do at the helm. And yeah, thank you very much for joining us on the Netball Show. And I'm sure we'll be doing something as the season approaches and as the season develops.
Amazing. Thanks so much for having me, Sasha.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Netball Show with Flyhawk. It's great to have you guys on board and to be able to provide some content with everything that's going on in the world. And we just hope that you're all staying safe and healthy and as happy as you possibly can. And we're really looking forward to hopefully bringing you plenty more episodes with whatever netball we end up seeing this year. Take care and thanks for listening.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.